Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Seller Notes. Okay, holidays.
It's behind us. Boy, that was expensive.
it's always nice to start the new year looking at some, I think, pretty good value wines to sort of help us recover from the economic impact.
So true. And there's one line that we've been looking at for years that we've been impressed with. It's Bogle.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it would be fun if we could sit down and taste our way through the whole line. So we're going to devote two shows to this. I consider Bogle to be one of the consumer's best friends out there.
I couldn't agree with you more. The best way to describe them is these wines are all going to be very reasonably priced, and they're all going to be really good, varietally correct versions of what they're supposed to be.
That's right.
And some of them are actually really good, and some of them are just what I would call good, serviceable, but great value.
Yeah. None of these is going to scale the heights of quality, but, you know.
Right.
They're all $15 or under.
Which is terrific.
It's really terrific. Let's cut to the chase and talk about a few of these. First is the Bogle Pinot Noir. These are all, by the way, all California appellations, so the grapes could have been grown anywhere.
Right.
From 2016. And what we have here is a rather pleasant entry-level Pinot Noir. Although there is not a thing that's spectacular about it, it does check off a lot of the boxes for proper Pinot Noir. The aroma features sweet beets, red cherries, and a touch of spice. And it's no more than medium body, but there's very little tannin. The flavors, well, I encountered a little bit of cherry pie, some ginger, and kind of a raspberry toffee finish. That's a lot going on.
Right.
For that price.
Very
reasonable. Okay, let's move on to Merlot. Again, the 2016. What do you want from a decent Merlot? I would say a good fruity nose with plummy overtones, lush, soft texture, deep, plummy flavors, and soft tannins. Well, the Bogle Merlot gives you all of that.
Check, check, check.
Check, check, check. That's right. It's not going to be first class across the board, but it is entirely varietally correct. Once again, the longer you let this wine breathe, as I did with the Pinot Noir, the better it gets.
Gotcha.
It really opens up very, very nicely. So I was impressed with them, as I've been impressed with most of the, all of the red wines that we've gotten from Bogle.
Mm-hmm.
I tried a couple whites, and the Bogle Chardonnay from 2017, I would call this classic old-style California Chardonnay with a good lashing of oak, plenty of tropical fruit flavors, and a good plump mouthfeel to it.
Yeah, my wife loves it.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that, you know...
She likes the woody stuff.
Who do like a somewhat oaky Chardonnay, and that's what this is. It's not terribly over-oaked or anything.
No, it's pretty well-oaked.
But I thought it was really good. The flavors are pretty rich, and it repeats on the palate pineapple and peach, which I found on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty traditional. This is traditional character for California Chardonnay.
Right.
Now, they make a Sauvignon Blanc, and this one I thought was very, very idiosyncratic. It's a very mellow Sauvignon Blanc. I think there's the aroma features musk melon, earthiness, lime, and a bit of matchstick. So I didn't get either traditional melon or, you know, bright melon or grassy flavors. And on the palate, the wine is very low in acidity, so you have a much softer a Sauvignon Blanc. For people who want to have a softer Sauvignon Blanc with some of those classic flavors, this is the one to go. And again, all of these are under $15. Prices vary from store to store, but they're really good values. So that's a good way to go. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.